So we continue in the topic of Dibur. We are on page 470 at the bottom. The learning today should be a schos ilan nishmas adir chaver chaim alotze ben shem shenariyeh, as well as a schos for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Sion. It will also be a schos for Fur Shlema for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chenda ben Menorach, Chanalei b'shen d'Rach and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makam tzakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect them. So we said yesterday that there are a number of different categories of speech, and we started with the Dvar Mitzvah, Divrei Mitzvah, and the first category of Mitzvah, the greatest of them, is Torah. So he introduced that topic of Torah, and now at the bottom of 470, he's going to tell us, he's going to diagnose for us, why is it so hard for us to sit down and learn? He says, Va'al kein, and therefore, because the Yetzer Hara knows that the antidote to his advice and his pulling us in different directions is Torah. So that's why the Yitzhara works so hard to try to keep us from learning. He knows that it's his downfall. Come see how far the strength of the Yitzhara is. In other words, let's analyze his tactics for a minute, and you'll understand, based on the way the Yitzhara works, what's the most important. He says, Shahari Adam Yoshevu Medabe Dvarim B'Teilim. You have someone who could sit and speak Dvarim B'Teilim. Oy Dvarim Asurim. Kol Yom V'Chol HaLayl V'Eini Yagei. Doesn't get tired. Right? Just turn on sports talk and you can hear Mamish. People talking about nonsense. Theoretical stuff about which quarterback someone's going to take in a draft that's happening in 2 months from now. And they could sit there and hack a chainic back and forth. And you don't get tired. You could sit and listen. You sit and listen to Joe Rogan's podcast for 2.5 hours and not get tired. And yet, when you sit down to learn, even for 1 hour, you sit down to do, let's say, daf, and all of a sudden, within 2 minutes, you're crawling out of your skin. Hu yageya, you're tired. I don't know, maybe the 6:30, this is for the 5:45 guys, they're tired. Ukamasa kaved, or it's a big burden. Yichbar alav, it's very heavy on you. It's another daf. I fell behind. I have to catch up. It becomes a big burden. Gida nali, tell me please. Matircha I had saw you say yesh b'divrei Torah yesh midvarim b'teilim. He says, let's think about how much more effort is involved in engaging in a discussion of the weather or politics or sports. How much more effort is involved in limud haTorah? Does it require that much more from a person? And the bottom line is, we know the answer is no. And yet, why do we feel such a pull? And he says, everyone knows that if you're going to learn Torah, you're going to get a reward. But you get rewarded in this world and the next world. And you give pleasure to God. And he says, let's say you chazered in your mind, you reviewed in your mind for the entire day. You took this one of the shortest psukim. So he gives an example of Achois Loiton Timna, which is a pasuk in Bereishis. But there's another, or you learn this near the end of Sefer Bereishis, or let's see, Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigrar, another short pasuk. All of these short pasukim, and if you would just repeat the pasuk on auto repeat, time after time, all day, I'll call Pam Shiachzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaveh Lo Yisachar. Every time you say it, you're getting schar in Shemayim. And even though he mentions that the reason why Achlis Leitan Timna was suggested is that Pasuk happens to have a esoterical explanation. But even if you just say the Psukim, right, you just recite Psukim of Tehillim, you're getting schar on every Pasuk. And yet, on the other hand, when it comes to Dvarim B'Tehillim, or it comes to Dvarim Asurim, you're going to have to give a Din V'Cheshbon on everything that you did. If you spoke Dvarim B'Teilim, even though it may not be Aser, but you're still going to have to answer for it if you should have been doing something more productive. Ainza Kiyam Raya, so he says, so why is it so hard? If we know deep down that learning Torah is the right thing to do, and it certainly does not require more effort, in some cases it requires less effort, because you could sit there and say Tehillim, and it's a lot easier than putting in the effort to fight with someone over politics. And yet, it's so much harder for us. What's the true reason? It's just a foolishness of heart. The heart of a person is evil from when he's young. At the entranceway, the Yetzer Hara is waiting to catch you. So we have a Yetzer Hara first before a Yetzer Tov. So Ra'a Menorah, from the first moment we're born, we have these inclinations to go and do wrong. And that stays with us. Va'oseh, and therefore, even though we're mature adults, but in this sense, we are immature, we are undeveloped. We become like a child running out of school. Our desire to leave, a shir or to avoid being pulled into somewhere where they're learning or there's a shir going on or some positive something positive related to Torah, and yet we feel this draw to leave and to get out of there like a child who's itching to leave school. Avo Misha who bardas, but someone who has proper understanding, Bilvava Yavin in his heart, he will realize Shakadish Baruch Hu bara es hayetzer hara l'tayvas adam. The Yetzer was created for the benefit of man. How? Kadesha Yachav es Yitzray v'kabel sachar, so that you have to overcome it, and in that way you get a reward. If there wouldn't be anything preventing us from going and learning Torah, so then we wouldn't get the reward because there's nothing holding you back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this artificial impulse and inclination to not want to do it, so that when we go and do the same act, this way we're actually gaining schar. He says the more effort you're putting in, and the more times you're overcoming the Yetzer Hara, the more pleasure you're bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to push your Yetzer Hara down and try to be diligent and dedicated to learning Torah, and to make a point of learning Torah whenever you have time. Even when you really don't want to, and it's not satisfying. So you force yourself to do it, even though you're not getting Simchas Achayim from it. But just pushing aside the Yetzer Hara, just defeating the Yetzer Hara, putting him in his place, that it has a positive. That's positive not only in the moment for schar purposes, but it's also positive to get yourself ragil. He says achiyargil, until it becomes part of your nature that you're used to pushing aside the Yetzer Hara. Right? So the best example of this I can give is waking up in the morning. So those of us who get up in the morning and go to Shacharis, so maybe some of you always did that. My brother was like that, my younger brother, never had an issue getting up. And I always had issues getting up for years, even after I was married. I had issues getting up in the morning. And then, you start, you mature a little bit more. And now you push yourself and you get up. And now it becomes a lot easier. But that's a perfect example of something where you're the same person. Nothing really changed biologically, but you pushed aside the Yetzer Hara and your body became used to it, that you can get up, right? I always talk to the guys who wake up at 5:45. I tell them, you guys don't go to sleep much earlier than us. You go to sleep after 11, 11:30. You're getting up at 5:15 in the morning. How are you functioning, right? Dave Malinowitz, you're driving to Lakewood every day. How are you functioning? The answer is, you told me, your body gets used to it, right? You get used to it. And yeah, maybe take a nap here and there, but your body gets used to it. So it's the same idea. You're developing the tools and getting yourself used to being able to defeat the Yetzer Hara and put him in his place. And so even if it's not satisfying in the moment, there's still some positive outcome that's coming from pushing yourself to go and learn. Besoiv, and in the end, Yetzer Hara is going to become your friend in the sense that he's going to leave you alone and you're going to be able to go and basically you're going to lose that Yetzer Hara. It's not going to be as strong. It'll be sweet and pleasant. Now, the Yetzer Hara is never truly gone. That only happens for tzaddikim, for pure tzaddikim. But it definitely gets put in its place in the sense that it's not something that you struggle with. When I was young, so it was very hard to sit inside during laning, sit in my seat during davening. And now it's a lot easier to do. You're able to sit, you have more zitzvleish. So there's certain things you naturally grow out of. So everybody on their own, on their own level, there's different things for different people. But there are things that you grow out of. Again, you don't totally have lose the Yetzer Hara. You may still have a Yetzer Hara maybe to go out middle of davening and take a break, but it's not the same. It's not like you're not necessarily crawling out of your skin or whatever. For each person, it's their own thing, whatever it is, but you can change your nature so that you don't feel the same pull to do things that maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even a year ago that you did. You now make it. You've defeated the Yetzer Hara so much that now it becomes almost second nature to you, and you don't get less schar for it. Because just like when you're a very an avera several times and it becomes like it's mutter, so you still get punished because you created that situation where you don't flinch anymore, you don't feel bad. But it works also the other way. If you conquer the Yetzer Hara and now you're going to learning, going to davening, whatever you're doing, it becomes second nature, so you don't lose any schar for that. because you created that situation by pushing yourself in the beginning to overcome it. So that's something that we should strive for. Tomorrow we will continue and talk about the second type of dibur, which is dibur of tefillah.